The Windfall by Vicente Blasco Ibáñez.
"Aye, sir," said Magdalena, the bugler of the prison, "am no saint. I've been jailed many times for robberies, some of them that really took place and others that I was simply suspected of. Compared to you, who are a gentleman and are in prison for having written things in the papers, I'm a mere wretch. But take my word for it, this time I'm here for good." And raising one hand to his breast as he straightened his head with a certain pride, he added, "Petty theft, that's all. I'm not brave. I haven't shed a drop of blood." At break of day, Magdalena's bugle resounded through the spacious yard, embroidering its reveille with scales and trills. During the day, with the martial instrument hanging from his neck, or caressing it with a corner of his smock so as to wipe off the vapour with which the dampness of the prison covered it, he would go through the entire edifice, an ancient convent in whose refectories, granaries and garrets there were crowded in perspiring confusion, almost 1,000 men. He was the clock that governed the life and the activities of this mass of male flesh, perpetually seething with hatred. He made the round of the cells to announce with sonorous blasts the arrival of the worthy director, or a visit from the authorities. From the progress of the sun along the white walls of the prison yard, he could tell the approach of the visiting hours, the best part of the day, and with his tongue stuck between his lips, he would await orders impatiently, ready to burst into the joyous signal that sent the flock of prisoners scampering over the stairways in an anxious run toward the locutories, where a wretched crowd of women and children buzzed in conversation. His insatiable hunger kept him pacing back and forth in the vicinity of the old kitchen, in which the enormous stews filled the atmosphere with a nauseating odour, and he bemoaned the indifference of the chef, who was always late in giving the order for the mess call. Those imprisoned for crimes of blood, heroes of the dagger who had killed their man in a fierce brawl or in a dispute over a woman, and who formed an aristocracy that disdained the petty...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?